2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It's been a bad year for fatalities on Utah's roads, as well as a bad week with five pedestrian deaths, including three small children.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas begins our team coverage, Utah's Deadly Roads.
The Utah Department of Transportation is out with a new safety message following an upward trend in highway deaths.
You're talking about young people that are losing their lives because of the actions of a driver or the decisions that someone's made behind a wheel. They're not going home to their families.
The Utah Highway Safety Office says there have been 28 pedestrian or bicycle deaths in Utah since the first of the year, 105 fatalities total, and that compares to 86 over the same period last year. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The Eagle Mountain community is rallying around two families who lost their two young boys after getting hit by a driver. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris continues our live team coverage, Utah's Deadly Roads. Martha.
Tim, the two toddlers killed were Hunter and Odin. Hunter's parents tell KSL-TV the two were best friends and often went to the Cedar Valley Stables in Eagle Mountain.
He was always smiley. He had the cutest dimples that everybody loved.
Always happy. He's smiley. Everyone loved him.
While the two boys were playing at the stables on Monday, police say 25-year-old Kent Cody Barlow went off the road and hit the boys, killing them instantly. Police also say Barlow had meth in his system. Hunter's mom wants Barlow to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Get out. I don't get my boy back. You don't get your life back.
Some community members are putting up light blue ribbons in memory of the two boys and to show support. Reporting live, Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. U.S. employers are still finding it tough to fill their job openings as there are more jobs available than people applying for work.
Deemed the Great Resignation, more than 47 million Americans quit their jobs in 2021. With job candidates in control, many are leaving their current position in search of a bigger paycheck.
This is me, 15 minutes after quitting my corporate job.
My name's Andrew. I'm an ICU nurse, and I just quit my job.
Employers posted a record 11.5 million job openings in March, meaning the country now has two job openings for every person who's unemployed.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reports the Federal Reserve also wraps up meetings today and is expected to announce another rate hike.
The LAPD issued a citywide tactical alert overnight after a group of abortion rights protesters began taking over the streets of downtown Los Angeles.
A handful of protesters face off with police in riot gear. A crowd trying to surround several federal patrol cars. Officials say some in the crowd started to throw rocks and bottles as officers tried to clear the intersection. For protest organizers, a frustrating end to what was a peaceful demonstration.
ABC's Leanne Sutter reporting from L.A.
An airline passenger who was duct taped to his seat after being accused of assaulting flight attendants will now spend at least 60 days in jail.
23-year-old Maxwell Berry was tied to his seat with duct tape after allegedly groping two flight attendants and punching a third on a flight from Philadelphia to Miami last year. Police say Berry had spilled an alcoholic drink on himself and returned from the bathroom shirtless. Then things got violent, eventually hitting flight attendant Jordan Galarza with a closed fist. Galarza spoke exclusively outside court Tuesday with ABC station WPLG, defending how Berry was restrained.
You can say the duct tape might have looked a bit barbaric. You can contend maybe we went a little too overboard. However, it worked perfectly and no one got hurt because of how we did what we did.
ABC's Monica Sarabdi reporting.
The head of the European Union today proposed a full ban on Russian oil.
We will make sure that we phase out Russian oil in an orderly fashion. So in a way that allows us and our partners to secure alternative supply routes and at the same time be very careful that we minimize the impact on the global market.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made that announcement while rolling out the EU's sixth package of sanctions against Moscow for their war in Ukraine.
First look traffic, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
South 15 still backed up, and horribly so, in Davis County. You want to avoid I-15 between Clearfield and Layton if you can. If you're coming out of Ogden, definitely take I-84 over to Highway 89. If you're coming south, you can. The last place you can exit before you hit delays is 650 North Clearfield, and then maybe follow the west side Main Street down to Hillfield Road, get back on the freeway. It's a semi-crash, has I-15 down to one lane. Why that's so backed up. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Utah's morning news has inside sources.
The leaked Supreme Court draft is causing a wider divide in an already politically divided country.
So how do we rebuild trust? Joining us live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. Good morning, Boyd.
Good morning. And, you know, yesterday we talked about the fractured trust inside of the chamber of the Supreme Court, where now suddenly it's like a game of Clue, or you go to one of those murder mystery dinners and everybody's a suspect. And if you're worried about who's, you know, going to leak what, you can't have the right conversation. So that was concerning. But as I went through the day yesterday, the further I got into the day, the more I started getting worried about not just the trust inside the Supreme Court, but across the country. You know, we have stress tested our democracy, our constitutional republic, in almost every imaginable setting, from a civil war to world wars to economic crisis to pandemic, and the system has held. The only thing we haven't stress tested against is, can we survive with a complete lack of trust in institutions and in each other? And that's where I really worry. The trust we have in one another, it used to be Pew Research has tested trust for years. And it used to be if you ask, you know, Tim, do you trust your neighbor? That's like a 70%. You know, of course I trust my neighbor. That number has now dipped down into the low 20s.
Wow.
Low 20s. And with young people, it's even lower. It's in the teens. Mm. And so we're losing that trust in one another. And that's a real worry for me. And so for all of our listeners, that's the thing we need to be focused on. There's lots of debates and there's lots of battles that are going to be had over the coming weeks and months. But start thinking about your trust. And one, are you trustworthy? What does that mean? And then how do we actually show that and build that in our own homes, our own neighborhoods, and our own communities?
Mm. Wow, that's a great question. And we'll look for some answers with Boyd Matheson's Inside Sources today, 1 to 3 o'clock here on KSL News Radio, where the news time is 8:07.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
NATO says it will welcome Finland and Sweden.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Did you know that one of the ingredients in Lucky Charms is pork?
Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Change is in the air as pandemic restrictions lift. The birds start singing again, and spring brings new life. Your hope for returning to the life you love seems like it's just around the corner. That's if it weren't for your knee pain. But your hope for a return to pain-free living can become a reality with the Active Joint Institute. You see, the Active Joint Institute specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. The Active Joint Institute is dedicated to providing you the most current, research-backed treatments for your joint and knee pain, all to get you the results you want and the care you deserve. And with spring here, isn't it time for you to return to the active life you love? Pivot with confidence again. Tackle those stairs again. Pop out of bed ready to start living again. Learn more about how to get reliable knee pain relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
With market volatility at an extreme high, this is the perfect time to get serious about your financial future. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Now, I'm not talking just buying a stock and crossing your fingers. I'm talking about getting serious about your financial future, working with a financial fiduciary who will teach and educate you on your options, an advisor who has the heart of a teacher and has many investment options available. You may already be working with a fiduciary, and that's okay. We'll provide an honest second set of eyes. The Trajan Wealth team consists of 10 professionals who will always have your best interest in mind. While other advisors sell, our advisors educate. While other advisors complicate, our advisors simplify. This is why the majority of our clients come from other financial advisors. If you're ready for a change, we're ready for you. With two convenient locations to serve you better. Call 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
One of our top stories this morning, the Utah Highway Safety Office says that there have been 28 pedestrian or bicycle deaths in Utah since the first of the year. Buckle up. Be careful. We'll get an update of your traffic and weather right here.
8:09, let's check emergency triple team traffic once again. And back to Andy.
And right now it's Davis County. That's just a nightmare on I-15. If you can avoid it between Clearfield and Layton, I highly recommend it. If you get on the freeway, you're looking at 45 minutes of wait time between 650 North Clearfield and Hillfield Road. Only one lane of the freeway open because of a semi crash. So they've got cones out and everything, moving everybody over to the far right. If you get on the freeway at Hillfield Road, there is some backups on the on-ramp, but you merge up just past where the crash is. And the only reason you have the backups is because of the metering lights and all the people who've been trying to take alternates and come back to I-15 at that spot. If you take Highway 89 all the way south through Davis County, you're not going to see any extra slowing other than having to wait at traffic lights. So that's a pretty decent alternate. Heather?
We're starting to see delays on SR-36 in Tooele County right around Lake Point trying to get onto I-80. From there, if you transition onto the 201 freeway eastbound, you're going to have off and on delays between Magna and the West Side Belt. Mountain View Corridor also has its typical delays in West Valley between 4100 and 3500 South, as well as Bangor Highway trying to get onto the 201 freeway. Eric?
Northbound I-15, we've got slowdowns from Midvale up to South Salt Lake. Starts right around 7200 south. The worst part of it is from 3300 south onto the on-ramp to go eastbound I-80 because we've got something going on there. It's causing a lot of slowdowns between I-15 and State Street. Of course, that's a really short amount of territory and a lot of merging going on there, so that may just be it this morning, but we're still seeking out an accident if there is one. Spring is the perfect time to fly on over to Box Elder County. Visit Bear River Bird Refuge and see thousands of birds. Check out visitboxeltercounty.com for more information. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the lines. Back to Matt, who stands by in the Weather Center this morning.
Hey, a chance for some showers and wet roads this morning. We'll go partly cloudy by afternoon and highs in the low 60s. Overnight lows will dip into the mid 40s, but tomorrow looks beautiful. Highs around 78 degrees and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 43 degrees.
Coming up in a moment, we'll go in depth on more of the fallout from the leaked Supreme Court draft document. The 26 states that have these laws in place that will kick in automatically when the decision is handed down if it overturns Roe v. Wade. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It is next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along. Tim and Amanda here on your Wednesday on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
That's right. It's me again. And I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton to find something special to give Mom for Mother's Day. And of course, at a special price. Right now, all hanging baskets are 20% off. All flats of flowering bedding plants are just $21.98. And all 4.5-inch geraniums in all colors are 20% off, too. That's incredible. J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price. So, give Mom something special this Mother's Day with a special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. Since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet is 100% tailored to you by using bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout workout regimen to help you keep it off. 40 days up to 40 pounds can be a real thing. Unlike other weight loss systems, NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Located close by in Salt Lake City or from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or go to NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
You found the one? Now find the ring. Come to Shane Company. Our team of jewelry consultants will do whatever it takes to help you find the perfect engagement ring. Not only are we knowledgeable about diamonds and sapphires, ring settings and financing options, but we're problem solvers too. Just the other day, a guy came in who wanted to surprise his girlfriend with a spectacular engagement ring, but he wasn't certain what style she would like. So we came up with a great solution. Get a classic solitaire diamond ring for the proposal. Then set up an appointment to come back as a couple and create her dream ring. He did just that. He selected a 1.25-carat oval diamond and had it set in a solitaire ring setting. Then, after the proposal, he and his fiancée came back together and swapped it for a pave ring setting and added a halo decorative crown to give it even more sparkle. When she put it on, she was beaming. He pulled off an amazing proposal, and she got the ring of her dreams.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we've had an appalling number of deaths involving children on Utah roads just this week. And the Utah Highway Safety Office says that adds to a large number of fatalities from all causes on Utah roads for the year so far. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, interest rates could go up today. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise rates after wrapping up their meetings this afternoon in an effort to curb inflation.
Third, the latest on that drive this morning, and what a mess in Layton, Andy.
Yeah, it is. It's an ugly drive trying to get from Clearfield to Layton. You'll probably be in for 30 to 40 minutes of extra time if you stay on the freeway between 650 North Clearfield and Hillfield Road. A lot of people are getting off taking State Street on the west side of I-15. Now I'm seeing more on Highway 89. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
60s today, turn to 70s tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy and 43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, later this afternoon, the Federal Reserve will once again raise interest rates, or at least it's expected to do so when its two-day meeting wraps up. Protests continue for another night following the leaked Supreme Court draft memo showing the court on the verge of overturning a woman's right to an abortion. ABC's Terry Moran is at the Supreme Court.
In the draft opinion, Justice Alito scorns the 1972 Roe v. Wade ruling as egregiously wrong from the start. But a new ABC News Washington Post poll finds that 70% of Americans say the decision whether a woman can have an abortion should be left to her and her doctor. 58% believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases. And 54% say the court should uphold Roe, compared with 28% who say the ruling should be overturned.
Then there are questions about who leaked the draft and why and whether that person will be punished. ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
It's hard to figure out exactly what the crime is. Now, this is not a classified document, right? Typically, we see people prosecuted who leak classified information. That's not what this is. This wasn't declared classified. There was no top secret mentioned on the top, etc.
Russian forces continue pounding targets across Ukraine as European Union officials move to further punish Moscow for the war with a proposed ban on oil imports. Dow's up 31 points. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, 26 states, including Utah, have laws in place to ban or severely restrict abortion options.
ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the fallout from the leaked Supreme Court draft document.
Abortion providers say those who are suddenly outraged really haven't been paying attention because already 13 states have passed these so-called trigger laws that would ban abortion as soon as the Supreme Court allows it. Blue states looking to protect access to abortion. You have red states looking to restrict it. And Democrats are really scrambling to try and find a way to offset some of the wave of abortion laws that we are seeing taking place and sweeping the country. The governor in Connecticut hoping to sign a bill to safeguard abortions that would also help protect providers from out-of-state lawsuits. But in Oklahoma, the Republican governor doing the exact opposite, signing a bill overnight that bans abortion as early as 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. That's before many women even know that they are pregnant, and that is effective immediately. But I think it's really important to note here that this does not stop abortions entirely. What we have seen is women will go through whatever hurdle, whatever length necessary in order to have a choice, including traveling hundreds of miles out of state.
And obviously, this is going to play out over the next weeks and months, likely, until that ruling actually comes out, the final draft. We'll follow it with ABC's help on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
819, we have emergency triple team traffic. And back to you, Andy.
Right now, if you're on South 15, avoid it in Davis County. Going between 650 North Clearfield and Hillfield Road in Layton, the freeway only one lane open just before the Hillfield Road exit because of an earlier crash involving a semi. And as a result, again, we've got 2.5-3 miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic. Extra wait times on the on-ramps at 700 South and Antelope Drive. I'm seeing a lot more delay now on southbound State Street in Layton, coming up on Gordon Avenue, coming up on Hillfield itself. And then a lot of people are continuing on all the way down to Layton Parkway. So expect some City Street delays further south from Hillfield Road, even though the freeway itself clears up right after the Hillfield overpass. Heather?
Mountain View Corridor, one of the busier streets in the Salt Lake Valley. That is heading north through West Valley between 4100 and 3500 South. Bangor Highway also still has a bit of delay trying to get on the 201 freeway, but that is easing. That earlier pothole repair we had on the transition ramp from I-215 to I-80 has been fixed. All the lanes are open. No delays in that area. Eric?
Well, apparently the reason for our eastbound delays on I-80 between I-15 and State Street was a broken down semi. That must be, the situation must be getting better because the delays are starting to decrease. You still have some slowing there from northbound 15 to eastbound I-80, and you also have slowing from about 4500 South in Murray up to 3300 South. Down Utah County, no problems on I-15, but slow 2100 North getting over to the freeway from Redwood Road. Make mom feel special this year with IFA huge selection of flowers and other great gifts. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Matt Johnson's back in the Weather Center this morning. Let's see what that 7-day forecast holds for all of us as we look to the weekend. Brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
It looks like more flip-flop weather. Will go 60s today with partly cloudy skies. Thursday, mostly sunny in the upper 70s. We keep it in the upper 70s for your Friday. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers, but temperatures in the upper 60s. As we move into Mother's Day, Sunday, it's highs near 60 and mostly cloudy. And then another chance for showers on Monday with highs in the 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
This morning, we still have some rain in Provo and 40 degrees. Ogden has 42. Salt Lake, mostly cloudy, and 43 degrees. Coming up this morning on Dave and Dujanovic at 11:30, we continue our special series, Be Ready Utah. We're partnering with Be Ready Utah to talk about getting ready for any emergency. But what if you're on a budget? Debbie's got you covered today with the price of the items every Utahn should have in your vehicle. That's this morning at 11:30.
It is time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Many of those experiencing homelessness find comfort in having a pet, but sometimes it can be difficult to provide food or vet services to those animals. Street Dog Crew of Utah offers free pet food and supplies, promotes positive and responsible pet ownership, and identifies and provides low-cost pet resources. Pets not only act as an alarm in the face of danger or offer unconditional love and support, but provide a sense of responsibility and purpose. Many find that having a pet motivates them to find housing or a more stable environment. In 2021, Street Dog Crew distributed 52,000 pounds of pet food, provided 200 free vaccinations, and over $11,000 in emergency medical funding. If you are experiencing a hardship and need pet food, they're available every Sunday at noon at Pioneer Park in downtown Salt Lake City. To learn more, visit streetdogcrew.org. That's streetdogcrew, D-A-W-G, crew.org. Select Health recognizes the loving support provided by the Street Dog Crew of Utah as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Soda weight loss has changed our lives this year. It's been an amazing process to see that there is a process of, here's what you got to eat. Here's what the program is. Here's what time we should be eating. My biggest thing about losing weight in the past has been, Scott, that I just didn't want to be super hungry and dying between those meals. And with Soda Weight Loss, that's not what we got. I'm not super hungry. I've dropped 120 pounds in the 10 months, and I've just changed everything about the way I think about food thanks to Soda Weight Loss.
Yeah, you're either going to be healthy or you're not. And this is a process that you have to make these choices on a daily basis about your nutrition, about being healthy. Soda Weight Loss is a great program to keep you on track, to help you get rid of that unwanted fat weight, but also to help you maintain a healthy weight for the rest of your life. It's a matter of just following the program. You've got people to support you. Call any questions, any problems, they're there to support you. I've dropped over 130 pounds. It's amazing. Call Soda Weight Loss or go to sodaweightloss.com. Check them out. 5,000 reviews, sodaweightloss.com.
If someone relies on your financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Typically, life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it's smart to get a policy sooner rather than later. Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find and buy the insurance you need. Head to PolicyGenius.com and answer a few questions, and in minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies to find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The team of licensed experts at Policy Genius will help you understand your options and apply for the policy you choose. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. You can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. Policy Genius doesn't see your info to third parties. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth. LinkedIn just reached a settlement with labor investigators for a complaint of pay discrimination. The U.S. Labor Department says the company pays women less than men in similar roles. The Career Networking Service is paying nearly $2 million to around 700 women company-wide.
Hawaii just set their minimum wage to $18 an hour. The change is set to set in by 2028. At this point, it's the highest minimum wage in the nation. But before you bolt for the islands, advocates say the change was needed since Hawaii is known for having one of the highest cost of living in the country.
How much did you say a gallon of milk was over there?
This was probably 6 or 8 years ago. It was $8 and something a gallon.
Oh, my gosh.
For the milk. When you think about it, everything has to be brought over on a ship somewhere, right? So everything's a little more expensive.
40% more students in the U.S. are heading to trade schools. Analysts say the low cost of attendance and strong demand for those jobs is driving up enrollment. One expert says there are 20 jobs available for each trade school graduate.
That's a lot. I just saw this headline on MarketWatch. Markets are prime for how Powell, Jerome Powell, of course, will respond to this key question on interest rates today. We're mixed on the markets. The Dow is still up by 53, but everything else has turned negative here. The S&P is down about 11, and the NASDAQ is off 140 points.
We've got emergency traffic on southbound I-15 up near Hill Air Force Base, Hillfield Road. We'll check it again in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Hey, looking to sell your home, or maybe you're just interested in finding out what your home might be worth? There is one really simple way to do it, and it's opendoor.com.
I went to opendoor.com/Utah myself because I was just curious, and you can do it for this reason because there's no pressure to ever accept the offer. But here's what you do. You go to opendoor.com/Utah. You type in your address. You answer a couple of super easy questions. How many bathrooms do you have? How many bedrooms do you have? You can handle this. And then after a few minutes, they make you an offer, which in my case, I didn't accept because I was just curious.
Yeah.
But you can accept that offer if you want to.
Sure. And it makes it possible for you to avoid all the things you probably regret or suffered through the last time you sold a home. Here's the other thing. You've heard stories of people who think they've got the home sold and then the buyer's credit falls through or something happens and the sale doesn't go through. Then you have to go back to square one and start all over again. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't work when you're timing your move with your family. You can avoid all of that as well. So get your free offer at opendoor.com/Utah.
Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage, Inc., license 0206-1130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage, LLC, in its other markets.
A race we thought was decided may be on.
The delegates chose Trevor Lee.
Representative Handy live on the line with us right now.
Yeah, I'm back. There has been quite a groundswell of people saying, Steve, you need to ride in.
Long Shot campaign happened. More this week on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's emergency triple team traffic here at 829. And Andy, that same spot, right?
Yep, South 15, the place to avoid if you can do it is between Clearfield and Layton. The delays are actually now starting to creep back towards the Roy exit. Those of you who are heading south on I-15, the Roy exit's the last one you can get off the freeway without having to wait in at least some delay before you can exit. The best way, if you're coming out of Ogden, is to take I-84, although we do have some eastbound delays on 84 now coming up on the Highway 89 exit. That's still better than what you'll see on I-15. We've got northbound delays right now, though, on Highway 89 going up between Oak Hills Drive and Antelope Drive. That may just be due to construction, or that may be just related to, it's probably related to construction regardless. Heather?
We've got a bit of slowing northbound I-15 as you get on in Bluffdale and head toward the Draper area. Then your speeds improve until you get into Midvale. Just after 7200 south, you'll hit the brakes again all the way up to 3300 south in South Salt Lake. The delays that we had earlier on the 201 freeway have eased up, and we're still looking at a bit of slowing on Mountain View Corridor through West Valley City. Eric?
I-80 through the mountains looks pretty good. We do have some wet spots still from overnight showers over on Foothill Drive. Expect your usual slowing of sorts as you head from I-80 up to the University of Utah. Down Utah County, the biggest delay spot, it continues to be 2100 north heading east from Redwood Road over to the freeway, a little bit on Pioneer Crossing as well, eastbound approaching Saratoga Road. Wake up with a sore back? Upgrade your mattress today at Durden's new sleep center. Durden's Mattresses on 5th South End, bound Durden's brand you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and let's check that forecast with Matt Johnson.
Hey, there's a chance for some light morning showers in Utah and Salt Lake counties. Expect partly cloudy skies by this afternoon with highs right around 62. Overnight lows dipping into the mid-40s, and by tomorrow, it's mostly sunny with daytime highs in the upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah drought.
Utah's water watchers hope more people will be the weirdo on their street and rip their grass out of the parking strip.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas begins our team coverage, the Utah drought.
Cynthia B. is a landscape architect with the Jordan Valley Water Conservation District, and she says sometimes it takes just one weirdo to get the trend started in a neighborhood. KSL.com reports there's a focus in this drought year on getting rid of grass and parking strips. Salt Lake County is spending $2 million to replace turf grass in the strips and in parking lot islands. There's a new Utah law that takes effect today that keeps cities from requiring grass in parking strips. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The federal government announced a new plan to keep Lake Powell from dropping too low, but it still leaves the future uncertain. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris continues our team coverage, the Utah drought.
Lake Powell's water levels keep dropping to historic lows. Right now, the lake holds about 24% of its full capacity. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced they're going to release more water into Lake Powell from upstream reservoirs, and less water will flow out of Lake Powell into downstream reservoirs. The Bureau says the future is uncertain because they've never done something like this before. The Bureau says if water gets too low, it could affect people who rely on Lake Powell for drinking water and power. Officials have previously expressed concerns that Lake Powell's tourism industry could be affected if water levels get too low. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Rain barrels will be distributed today and through the weekend in Lehigh and other areas throughout Utah. Utahns have bought 3,000 barrels with Utah River Council's rain harvest program this year. That's the highest number of barrels purchased in the history of the program. The barrels were sold for below retail and are now sold out, with more than 150 people on the waiting list.
We've had a rash of deadly car crashes on Utah's roads. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports the Utah Highway Safety Office says 10 road deaths in just the last week are part of a troubling trend.
Utah County Sheriff spokesman Spencer Cannon tells KSL 5 an increasing number of the tragedies come from bad decisions made behind the wheel.
It is incumbent upon all of us to make the right choices, to slow down, to follow all the traffic laws. There's real good reasons for doing that.
Six of those killed were all aged 24 and under, including four kids. One of those kids, a four-year-old girl, killed after being hit by U.S. Postal Service mail truck in Sandy.
Authorities say the Postal Service driver that hit that girl is cooperating with the investigation.
Community and family members are getting ready to honor the late Senator Orrin Hatch. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has details.
The late senator will lie in state at the Utah State Capitol today from 2 to 8 p.m. The lieutenant governor and other state officials will honor Utah's longest-serving senator with a wreath-laying ceremony at 4:30 p.m. Senator Hatch is the first federally elected official in Utah to receive these honors. KSL will be at the Rotunda during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news today, describing the scene. The funeral service, open to the public, is this Friday at 1 p.m. at the University of Utah Institute of Religion. KSL News Radio will broadcast the funeral live. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. There are a lot of questions surrounding the Supreme Court document leak.
ABC News contributor Kate Shaw, who's clerk for former Justice John Paul Stevens, says only a small group of people would have access to those memos.
The nine justices, each of them has four law clerks and a very small group of additional members of the chamber's staffs. There's not supposed to be any sharing with, like, friends or family members, but of course that's conceivable.
And meanwhile, Republican Senator Susan Collins says the draft opinion was completely inconsistent with what Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh told her as Supreme Court nominees when they said access to abortion was settled law.
ABC's Justin Finch reporting.
First look traffic, and it's emergency traffic. Back to you, Andy.
Well, some good news in Layton. They have reopened all lanes of the freeway. The semi that crashed is now as far over to the right shoulder as they can push it. So not going to need an alternate route anymore, but the delays start just south of the Roy on-ramp, and then for about 4 or 5 miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic. So it's going to be a bit before this delay clears out, but the good news is now we do have all lanes open on I-15. That will help. I-84 still backed up approaching Highway 89 at the mouth of the canyon as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
The Fed is expected to announce another rate hike around noon today. ABC's Daria Albinger has a preview.
The Federal Reserve is expected to conclude its latest meeting later today by raising interest rates 0.5 percentage point. That's twice the usual amount. The central bank is stepping up its fight against inflation, which is now at a 4-decade high. It's also expected to announce a new program to wind down the Fed's roughly $9 trillion balance sheet by $95 billion a month starting in June. The decision could affect credit card interest rates and other long-term debt, but it could help savers, increasing the percentage on interest-bearing savings accounts. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
New data out this morning indicates a majority of U.S. parents are not interested in getting their kids 5 and under vaccinated right when it becomes available. Moderna is asking the FDA for approval for children under 6 years old, and Pfizer is expected to do the same soon.
27% of parents say they will definitely not get their children under 5 years old vaccinated for COVID-19, according to a new poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation. Over a third of parents, 38%, said they will wait and see how the vaccine works for other children, and 11% say they will only do it if they are required. That brings it down to only 18% of parents who said they will get their children under 5 vaccinated right away once they're eligible. The reluctance mirrors similar trends seen in older children and adolescents. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It's May the 4th. You know what that means. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has more.
That's right. It is National Star Wars Day.
Man your ships, and may the Force be with you.
The first time the phrase was officially used publicly was back in 1979 when the UK's Conservative Party wrote, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations," in a newspaper to celebrate Margaret Thatcher becoming the first female Prime Minister of Britain. Now the phrase gets plenty of traction on social media around this time, spreading Star Wars cheer far and wide. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Who knew we had the Brits to thank for all of that?
Yeah, I like knowing that. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will take another look at traffic and weather together here on KSL.
This Friday, KSL's 100th anniversary, we bring you a one-hour special. Doug Wright and Amanda Dixon look back at 100 years. Friday at 9 on KSL News Radio.
Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package. One performance suit, 4-collar stretch shirts, 3 ties, 1 mission belt, and 1 pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595.
If your water heater's over 10 to 15 years old, congratulations. You've beat the average. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I love hearing stories of people having water heaters that are really old, and they're still doing their job. Unfortunately, most of us won't be that lucky. And when water heaters fail, it's usually in spectacularly inconvenient fashion. Whether it's an unexpected cold shower when we're already running late for work, or worse yet, coming home to a flooded basement, it's never fun. If you'd like to look into replacing your water heater before it fails, Any Hour Services is having a sale for any homeowners listening. Whether you're looking for a new tanked water heater or you want to see what upgrading to a tankless would cost, the plumbers at Any Hour Services can show you what options are available. And right now, you can save $400 on a tanked water heater or $1,200 on a tankless. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at Any anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
One of our top stories this morning, of course, is our team coverage and focus on the Utah drought. You can go to KSL.com and take a look at the effort to get you to rip the strip, or as Dan Bama said, become the first weirdo in your neighborhood to do it.
I think my neighbors would tell you I'm already the neighborhood weirdo. 8:39, let's get another look at Triple Team traffic, and it's still emergency traffic, Andy.
Yes, Amanda, South 15. Now, the good news is the crash that caused all the backup between Roy and Layton is because it's been moved to the shoulder. So all lanes of the freeway are open. But all it's kind of meant is the entire bulk of slowdowns is moved forward now. So you're still slow from just south of the Roy exit all the way through Clearfield, all the way through Layton, and then the delays finally do kind of break up just south of Hillfield Road. All the people on alternate routes still waiting southbound on State Street around Antelope Drive. Again, just before Hillfield, and then all the way, the rest of the way, much of the way from the Home Depot, all the way down to Layton Parkway. Highway 89 struggling through the construction in between Oak Hills Drive and Antelope Drive. Heather?
We've got a crash reported on the collector ramp of northbound I-15 in Sandy. This is not main flow of I-15. It's that collector that'll take you between 90th South and the I-215 South Belt. This is right around 8800 South. It looks like it's over on the left shoulder. It is causing a little bit of slowing in the area. But again, that's the collector. It shouldn't cause too much delay as you go through there. You've got good speeds right now, northbound I-15 from Point of the Mountain into Midvale. Then you do hit the brakes from 7200 South to 53rd South in Murray. And traffic is eased up on all the other roadways across the Salt Lake Valley. Eric.
Eastbound delays to Utah County from Redwood Road over to I-15, both 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing this morning. I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. Wake up with a sore back? Upgrade your mattress today at Durden's new sleep center. Durden's mattresses on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know it, prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Get used to this rain for the rest of the day, according to Matt Johnson.
Early morning showers possible for Salt Lake and Utah County drivers. By this afternoon, we're in the low 60s and partly cloudy. For your Thursday, we'll go mostly sunny with highs flirting with 80 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right back where we started this morning, 43. And by the way, one of our texters said, please remind everybody, turn your lights on.
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous out there if you don't have your lights on. Still pretty dark downtown.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Coming up in a moment, we will tell you more about how law enforcement has expanded their search for that escaped inmate and the corrections officer who they think helped him escape. We'll get a report from the county sheriff who spoke to ABC's Robin Roberts in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your day with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, this is Ben Brown with BoxHomeLoans.com. Utah home values rose on average 27.1% last year. That means if your home was worth over $400,000 last year, you could have over $100,000 available in new equity today. Now I know what you're thinking. Why would I do a cash-out refi when rates are rising? Yes, rates are rising. That includes the much higher interest loans like personal loans, credit cards, and auto loans, too. The truth is, now is still a great time to consolidate your higher interest debts into one low, affordable monthly payment with a cash-out refi from BoxHomeLoans.com. Do the numbers make sense for you? Call your trusted local lender with over 700 five-star Google reviews for a free cash-out consultation. Mention this ad to receive $200 to $500 off closing costs on a cash-out refi. Call us today at 855-294-LOAN. Box Home Loans, a division of Canopy Mortgage, LLC, NMLS ID number 1359687, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Derek Overstreet of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial advisory firm in Salt Lake City and St. George, Utah. The first thing I want to say is just relax. Listen, there are wars. There are pandemics. There's inflation. There are taxes. What you really need is a plan, not a product. The folks at New Millennium Group can help you. Call 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. In this time of uncertainty, just relax. Take a breath. Create memories. Our goal at the New Millennium Group is to help you retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible. We want to provide you with a plan, not a product. If you value personal relationships and you want to create memories for your loved ones and your family, let us take the worry out of your retirement planning needs. That's our goal at the New Millennium Group. Give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the parents of one of the boys who was hit by a car in Eagle Mountain says they hope the driver goes to jail for a long time. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, 10 people have been killed on Utah's roads over the past week, and police and UDOT are begging people to be more careful and make better decisions before getting behind the wheel.
Third, let's check that drive here with Andy.
Well, no relief yet to southbound I-15. The only good news is that there's more than one lane open to the freeway. All of them are open going south from Layton down into Kaysville. But the slowdowns still go the whole way from just south of Roy on I-15 all the way to Layton. It's actually moving instead of just sitting there stopped. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some early morning showers, then clearing. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, cloudy and 43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Lawmakers, the White House, and Americans all over the country are responding to the leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court that shows the court's conservative majority is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams with more on how far the decision could reach, including into in vitro fertilization treatment.
The issue with IVF is the freezing of the embryos, right? Because if a state declares that life begins at conception, then it becomes very difficult to figure out how it would be legal to freeze and potentially destroy embryos.
Russian forces continue pounding targets across Ukraine while the European Union has moved forward with a proposed ban on oil imports as punishment for starting the war. President Biden will highlight deficit reduction in remarks scheduled for about a half hour from now. The Federal Reserve, in an attempt to calm inflation, is expected to announce another interest rate hike this afternoon, a 0.5% increase. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In depth now, as Alabama authorities are expanding their search for an escaped inmate and the corrections officer suspected of helping him get away.
This morning, ABC's Robin Roberts spoke with Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton.
Really hoping that she did not participate in this willingly, but all indications are that she absolutely did.
You believe that she and Casey White had a romantic relationship. How did you come to that conclusion?
We know they had a relationship. He was in our facility back in 2020 for his arraignment on the charges he's facing now. He was returned to the Department of Corrections, and we know that they maintained contact while he was in the Department of Corrections up to and including until he was returned here February 25th of this year.
Was she supposed to be transporting inmates alone like that, especially a murder suspect?
She has occasionally transported inmates with lesser offenses. Oftentimes the vans would be at the courthouse and a judge would say, we need this inmate or that inmate. And if there's one inmate, she would put them in her car and transport them up there, just a 4-block drive. But this particular guy and someone in there on these charges, no, that should have never happened, even if we had to delay getting him to court.
We know that she recently sold her home for under market value. Have you received any tips, any leads about where they could be headed?
No, we actually don't have any idea where they might be. We were making some good progress on that. We may be hindered a little bit now that some of that information has gotten out. But we're still working around the clock to locate them and try to get them back in custody.
If she is watching, what is your message for Vicki White this morning?
My message will be, Vicki, you've been in this business for 17 years. You've seen this scenario play out more than once, and you know how it always ends. Go ahead and end it now. Get the phone, call 911, turn yourself in, and help us get Casey White back behind bars, because you know that's where he's going to eventually end up.
So they've known for a while that there was a relationship of some kind going on because he had been in that jail before. One of the weird twists to this is that they have the exact same last name.
Mm-hmm.
That evidently is just a coincidence.
So they knew there was a relationship and they didn't do anything?
Yeah.
That's just dangerous.
And so going to be interesting to see how long this plays out. and whether she has a change of heart, comes to her senses or whatever as a law enforcement person.
Wow. We'll continue to follow it for you. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right. Let's see how the roads are doing out there with Triple Team Emergency Traffic. And, Andy, the good news, as you said, is that it looks like all lanes are moving near Hillfield, but it's still slow going.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit before you'll see the full speed limit through that part, Roy, to Layton for a while. So even though all lanes are open and the semis out of the way, the backups are still at their worst in between about Sunset and the north end of Layton. By the time you get to the mall in Layton, you're starting to actually move at least consistently, even though it's down about 25, 30 miles an hour at best in some spots, and then the others you're down around 10 miles an hour. Still a lot of slowing on the city streets. Even if you're not planning on taking the freeway, you're seeing extra time working your way south on State Street. A lot of delay on Highway 89 between Layton and Fruit Heights. And then I-84 still backed up about a mile before the Highway 89 exit from people seeking an alternate. Heather?
We still have some pockets of heavy traffic northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain all the way to 4500 south in Murray. It's sort of off and on slowdowns. And then if you take that connector ramp, that the collector ramp that'll take you from 90th south up to the west side belt, we have a crash reported on that ramp right around 8800 south. It's on the left shoulder and is also causing some brake lights in the area. Good news is 201 freeway back to speeds. No problems coming out of Tooele County on SR 36 or I-80. Eric?
And I-80 into the mountains looks pretty good right now. You do have some wet roads to contend with, but to just be a little bit extra careful. Then I-15 in Utah County, northbound and southbound, that's in good shape. Eastbound slowing 2100 north and Lehigh from Redwood Road over to 2300 west. Express all the things she is this Mother's Day with gifts from Siegel. Gorgeous framed art and home decor up to 68% off. Krista's statues up to 80% off at Siegel Book. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast now, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Today looks beautiful, highs near 62 degrees and partly cloudy. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, into the upper 70s. We keep it near 80 degrees for your Friday. We'll go partly cloudy. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance for showers with highs in the 60s. Mother's Day looks a little cooler, highs near 60 and mostly cloudy. Monday, another chance for showers. We'll go mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And let me see what our current conditions are right now. 40 in Provo, 42 in Ogden, 43 in Salt Lake.
Debbie will be here, Dave and Dujanovic, right after the top of the hour. And our special series, Be Ready Utah, will continue. Today, Debbie's going to take a look at some of the price of the items that all of us should have in our vehicle. And since we talked about it earlier, many of our texters have been throwing texts our way about what you should have, starting, of course, with a first aid kit. Which you can get fairly inexpensively. But Debbie's going to help you out with that today at 11:35. So be ready, Utah. Keep listening to KSL.
I had a listener email me yesterday after she heard us talking about soda weight loss. That's soda, S-O-T-A, that stands for state of the art. And of course, you know, we've been talking about how much weight I've lost and your daughter's lost. I've lost 34 pounds. I'm on the maintenance program now. And she asked me, she said, look, Amanda, I just don't want to spend more money on a weight loss program that doesn't work, because she's done a couple before. And I told her I had two. I've spent probably, I don't even know how many thousands of dollars over the last 30 years on weight loss programs where I'd lose a little bit of weight and then I'd gain it back. And I'd lose a little bit and I'd gain it back. I told her soda is different because I just did what they told me to do. I just ate what they told me to eat. And the weight fell off.
Yeah.
It just fell off me. And it's staying off because I follow the signs. I'm not a nutritionist. I couldn't have done this by myself. I do what they tell me to do. The weight stays off.
And by the way, that team effort that you're talking about is your access to a nutritionist who really becomes a great friend and mentor throughout this journey. And my daughter, Amber, as you mentioned, has lost now 36 pounds. But there are over 5,000 Google reviews that you can look, with stunning pictures of clients before and after and their own stories about what a great program this is. Find out more about it. Go to sotaweightloss.com. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Just think Tim and Amanda. SOTAweightloss.com. Say it with us now. It stands for state of the art.
I don't want you to forget that Mother's Day is almost here, and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. What a wonderful gift for the special women in your life. Mom, your wife, whomever it might be, they will love dining at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Now, whether it's getting on the line or going online and making the reservation right now, or whether it's picking up a gift card, Your mom, that special woman in your life, will absolutely love dining at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And there are two locations, Hotel Park City. Beautiful drive right now up the canyon to Summit County and Hotel Park City, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And then, of course, right in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City at 275 South West Temple. Make sure you act now. Take care of Mother's Day with a little help from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And don't forget the other special events coming up, too. Father's Day, not too far off now, and maybe a special graduation dinner. It's all waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
My name is Junior, and what got me to the point to call in Jordan Wilcox is that I kept getting harassed by the IRS. I owe the IRS about $50,000.
When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
I kept adding up, and of course, I need food on the table, and I need a place to live, so I couldn't really afford it. A long story short was they're going to take everything from me.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
You know, I found out through Jordan, through my wife. She searched and searched, found him through his 5-star reviews on the internet. It is one of the best things I have, if not the best thing I have ever done.
You need someone to fight for you.
We ended up settling for $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I almost wanted to cry as soon as they did.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. Starbucks shares are skyrocketing. The company's sales climbed 15% to a record $7.6 billion. We do like our coffee. Starbucks has said they'll spend $200 million this year on better pay and benefits for their workers.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, says their e-commerce platform is struggling. The company started up this branch back in 2020. Some retailers carrying the product are getting frustrated, saying they're missing some important features in stocking and displaying their products.
And KSL Drives, meanwhile, Lyft shares have been tumbling. The rideshare company stock fell more than 26%. Investors say they're struggling to review drivers and expand, leading to the dip in stock value.
Let's check your money at this moment. The Dow is up 33 points. That's a tenth of a percent. We're at 33,161. The S&P is off 3/10, down 13.7. The Nasdaq's off 152 now. That's 1 2/10.
Speeds are picking up just a little bit on I-15 near Hill Air Force Base. We'll get the latest on your traffic and weather together next.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I made a special deal on a whole shipload of laptops. With all the supply constraints, these computers were selling for like $2,000 right around Christmas time. You won't believe it. I've got them for $10.99. That's not a typo. Not $2,000, $10.99. That's right, with a lifetime service guarantee. So if you have any problems, we'll hold your hand and walk you through it for as long as you own it. Also, to make it extra awesome, we've got a special 12-month financing program, and these computers start at less than $29 a month. So hurry, because supplies are super limited and supply shortages will continue. But luckily, we've got $2,000 computers for $10.99. Get into PC Laptops right now or go to PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, because at PC Laptops, we really love you.
NMLS 1817019.
What's a freedom loan? This is Rod with LendRate Mortgage. Here's an example. On the day this ad was recorded, the largest credit union in Utah quoted a 30-year rate of 4.875% with over $8,000 in closing costs. LendRate's freedom loan APR is 4.625% and covers 100% of the closing costs for the same $647,000 loan amount. So you get a 0.25% lower rate, a lower monthly payment, and we pay all the closing costs. Save thousands in upfront costs and get a lower rate. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRateMortgage.com. Declare freedom from higher rates and fees with the Freedom Loan. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRateMortgage.com.
Now more than ever, Utah teachers need to know how much they're appreciated. So KSL and Bird Brothers Tire and Service have built the Teacher Tribute Wall. Hundreds of teachers are being honored. Plus, each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, $200 in groceries from Macy's, and season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio. 8:59, we still have emergency triple team traffic, Andy.
Yeah, Amanda, and it's not going anywhere. In fact, South 15, the backups continue just as thick as they were before between Roy and Clearfield. It's in Clearfield that you start to see some relief, but now the bulk of the delays has kind of shifted into Layton again. So all lanes still very slow going between 700 South Clearfield and Hillfield Road. All the city streets near the freeway, frontage roads and State Street. Most people are on State Street going south, so you're still going to be in backups a while waiting through all those traffic lights, but you may be able to head back over to the freeway now instead of just waiting it out on State. Southbound and northbound on Highway 89, both slow in Fruit High. Actually, it's Layton up closer to Antelope Drive. And I-84 still has a mile and a half of delay before the Highway 89 exit. Heather?
We've got a new crash on Main Flow I-15. This is northbound right at 7200 South in Midvale. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic quickly backed up before the 90th South exit ramp. So now it's heading toward 106 South in Sandy. For those of you that take that collector ramp around 90th South, there's still a lot of heavy traffic all the way up to the West Side Belt due to an earlier crash on the collector that's now cleared. But you've got good speeds on most of the other roadways, especially on I-215 and Bangor Highway. Eric?
Just some spots of intersection slowing, as stoplight slowing on Foothill Drive northbound from I-80 up to the University of Utah. Down Utah County, busiest spot, 2100 North in Lehigh, as usual, from Redwood Road eastbound over to 2300 West. I-15, though, continues to look solid. The 3-for-1 sale is happening at all 13 Ogden's flooring and design locations. Get carpet, pad, and installation for one low price, plus a free premium pad upgrade. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a high today.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.